This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You know, Bros is driving around South Jersey with this song bumping.
Yeah!
You listen to New Jello?
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Before we get to Flowers at 50 with Broads, actually, let's just get right to it. I mean, this is a big one. This is a big one. Hunter Brody, we are the official Flyers show on WIP. And to prove it, every week we have Flowers at 50 with Hunter Brody. Broads. What's up, Broads?
No sharp tongue for me today, all right? There's a lot of business to take care of. I have a lot of things to say about that stupid remark that was just made, but I'll keep it in the back pocket.
Our remark? Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this, Broads, because I want you to set this up properly, and I'm going to let you cook a little bit here. The question is, do we play the Tortorella quote before Flyers and 50 and then have Broads react to it? Or Broads, do you want it within the thing? Do you want to say, Jack, give me the sound or whatever?
I don't know. I think once I hear it, I'm going to punch a hole in the wall. So if you want to play it, play it. Okay.
Play it.
It's my job to prepare this team in this type of situation. Haven't done a good enough job past couple of games.
These last two games, are you sensing frustration setting in? Maybe it's a cumulative effect from last week playing well and not getting results?
Well, when you're in this type of situation and you're losing all the time and there's nothing at the end of the tunnel for you, there's certainly going to be some frustration, but this falls on me. I'm not really interested in learning how to coach this type of season where we're at right now. But I have to do a better job. So this falls on me, getting the team prepared to play the proper way until we get to the end.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
What the hell are you talking about, Darts? You know what you signed up for? What did you sign up for at the start of the season? This was going to be a rebuild. This was always going to take time. You were going to lose games every night. Dropping to Chicago 7-4. Losing to Toronto 7-2. That was in the cards as we try and get premier talent in this league. And he stands up there and goes, guess what? I got no interest in this. Are you serious? What are you, Doc Rivers? Hey, I won three games. I don't get credit for that. When you need four to close out a series, it's embarrassing. And quite frankly, I do think it deserves to pretty much fire his ass so we can get some real life in here, because that's a joke. You're benching Cam York. You're benching Mitch Kupp. Sean Couturier's playing fourth line minutes at times. What is the purpose of this season? The fact that he doesn't know is a problem, considering this is supposed to be a game plan that from top to bottom has structure. But I don't think he sees it the same way Danny and Jonesy sees it. Definitely not after those damn remarks. So what are the Flyers actually getting accomplished here? I don't know. And quite frankly, it is pissing me off that we don't see something at the end of the tunnel here. Yeah, there's draft picks. That's great, there's draft picks. But if he doesn't want to coach this type of season, was this season just ready to get thrown out in the trash and there was no growing and there was nothing that was actually getting accomplished over the 82 games? Do we just waste a season of Mitch Gopp and Forster? If, hey, I don't want to do anything with this. I don't really know what to do here. Then why are you here, Torts? Then what is your job and your duty when you show up to Voorhees every single damn day? Did I miss the buzzer?
Yeah, no, no, no. We just let you cook. We're just letting you cook.
Oh, okay.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sweating.
Well,
I'm sweating.
You know, let me ask you this, Broads, because it actually reminds me a little bit of when Doug Collins said that he had basically quit 3 months prior and that, he ran through his shoes, blah, 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 blah. Not to bring up the beginning of the Sixers thing, the process thing, but in hiring Brett Brown, they purposely hired a coach who knew what the job was, who knew that they were going to lose and knew his job was to get the young players better. How much of this falls on the organization, falls on Briere in putting a coach that who probably isn't the right kind of coach to be in there? Obviously, Torts is the wrong coach for this, but how much goes on the organization for putting the wrong coach in that situation?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question for sure. And here's my issue with it. I do think Torts brings a lot that is valuable, like even in the beginning stages and whatnot. But you just got, if you're going that route, you got to thread the needle with it, right? You got to pick and choose when it's time to continue with it, when it's time maybe to snip it. Because he does bring value when it comes to work ethic, how to show up every day. He's always going to be on you, so you have to compete or else you're not going to play. And you do need to put that into these young guys. But you got to play with that line with him, because the second that runs its course and it no longer hits home, it gets nasty and ugly. And I think we're seeing that right now. So I didn't mind the idea of it early, but I just think it ran its course and maybe they held on to this Tortorella thing way too long. And truth be told, maybe the whole wear and tear thing. Last season, they collapsed towards the end. This year, it seems like we're following that similar trend. So, maybe me saying that it was worth it to some level is unfair, because he just wears these guys down so much that they got nothing left to give once we hit this time of the year 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that's always been my concern with him. He seems to have the reputation of great in the beginning, but he usually wears thin on his players. Not that anybody cares, but the media that's covering him, the fans that follow the team, and then ultimately the organization. And that's where I'm at right now. I think we're at that final stage right now, Broads, and I'm wondering the organization from Keith's position, Danny Briere's position. I'm wondering, do they feel like this is beneficial to this youth movement that they're trying to make, as well as bringing in other guys? Hell, we may have lost a high draft pick because a guy didn't want to play here. Who knows what that reason was for, but I don't know. I'm wondering if moving forward, is this, having Torts here as the head coach, beneficial for these young players' growth and this organization moving forward? He's gotten us to this point. Now, is it maybe just time for a new voice?
I think so. And I was actually listening to Rob Ellis and Sielski on Saturday, and they had on Jonesy. And he said, look, there are times where I really don't see what, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but when Torts makes a decision with a certain player, maybe Jonesy doesn't really necessarily agree with it at the time, but then he sees how maybe Mitch Koff responds and he has a couple of goals after he gets benched or whatever. You know, I'm just kind of speaking out loud about it. But, that just goes to show that there are some times where maybe the higher ups go, hey, maybe that's not the card I would pull, or hey, I don't know if that's really necessarily the right route. So maybe they do think of that at this particular point. And yeah, I mean, I think it did kind of run its course at this point. Now, here's the one thing that could have possibly happened with Torts with that response. And because they're getting blown out by bad teams like Chicago, was there possibly
a calculated statement made by Torts to put all the blame on him and less about the players who just got shelled and annihilated by some of these teams. So instead of talking about Cam York, who had a bad performance, or the goaltending that's been awful, now here we are ripping Torts, and he took all the blame and all the shots.
Well, yeah. I have no problem with him saying, I have to do a better job. It's the one line, which may have been the true line in all of it, by the way, is, I have no interest in coaching right. a team like this year. That is the line that kills me. I have to do a better job. I haven't done enough good. But all good.
Coach speak.
All takes pressure off the players. But saying, I don't want to be here doing this when, you know, like when you're coaching a team like this, and the team continues to lose, your biggest job is making sure that the players, every time they go out there, are going out there with the hunger to continue to get better, even try to win games, but ultimately understand that there might be a bigger goal in mind, all of those right. things. And when he says, well, I don't want to coach a team like this, that if he can't do it, then I don't know how he can get other people to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like that line sounded like the one honest line in the entire thing he said. Do you think, if you had a bet right now, do you think they fire him?
I think after that, yes. Now, if you ask me before this answer, I'd probably lean no, but how can you bounce back from that? How can you bounce back from, I'm not interested in learning how to coach this type of season, when next year, let's be honest, fellas, they're probably going to stink again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
now,
that's where they are.
This, though,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
This was fun. I mean, this was hockey talk.
Yeah, you like this?
This wasn't no BS. Let's just be sarcastic. This was dump and chase.
Yeah. Wow, when there's important business. Yeah, this is important.
I mean,
there's always important. I could talk about Cole Caulfield and how they messed up in the draft.
I actually want to give credit. I want to give credit to us. We hung in there with it. You know, we did a pretty good job, I thought.
You did. All right. I got to be honest with you. You did.
Hunter Brody. Brodes, when is the next time you're going to be on WIP?
Tonight at 11 o'clock. And yes, we'll break down. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I bleed into opening day, and you bet your ass at midnight, I'm talking Flyers, just to piss off.
There you go.
There you go. Well, when I did that shift, I used to talk about the WWE at midnight. So you can do whatever you want at midnight.
I could do that too. Hey, Jack, John Cena turned heel.
Yeah, did you know that?
Did that happen?
Yeah, he turned heel.
Now he's like the biggest, everyone's mad at him? Is that the new thing? Everyone's mad at John Cena?
Oh, I don't know.
Good stuff on the draft last night, by the way, fellas, 2 nights ago.
Good stuff on the draft.
Baseball draft.
Fantasy draft. Oh, yes. right. Well,
yeah, you guys on the Zoom. Good job, guys.
You're a clubhouse guy.
Yeah, hold on, buddy. I spent hours setting up my auto draft for that. It was a lot of work. I'm sorry I can't sit and stare at you the whole time.
Almost at the drive home.
Yeah. Your problem should be with Seltzer, who can't get his keepers in time, not me or Fritz. All right, Brodes. Tonight, 11 o'clock, you follow him on Twitter at Brodes81. Thank you, Brodes. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right. So, what was that?
What the hell was that noise?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, I said, all right, fellas.
No, it's almost like...
That'd be David Rotella.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. So, the opening of the baseball season is tomorrow, and the grand reopening of Colonial Hyundai is happening right now. Beautiful dealership. You know, their commitment to making buying a brand new Hyundai faster, easier, and better, even better with this brand new dealership. And this month, they are hooking you up. Buddy, the cars are John Ashdale, the staff of Colonial. They are hooking you up with stackable savings this month only. Going to give you three levels of these savings. Level one, invoice pricing, which means you're going to pay the same thing Colonial pays. No markup whatsoever. Level two, savings of up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. Level three, incredible financing offers like 0% financing for up to 60 months. You're going to save... Can't do it. You're going to save stacks of cash this month at Colonial. Over 300 brand new Hyundais in stock on the lot. Konas, Santa Fe's, Tucson's, whatever you need. Invoice pricing, up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. Incredible financing. 3-year complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. You can shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry, I got to interject here.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah. Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
That was a good one. Now, how long was this going to take?
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man.
I'm sorry. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Does the national media overrate the Phillies? 52.9% say no. Mm. No. Steven Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How we doing? Haven't talked to you since football season.
Welcome back, buddy.
Welcome back. Yes, sir.
It took a little bit of March Madness and somebody getting me a ticket to opening night. So, yeah, I'm ready for the Phils. I think not a huge baseball guy, but I think the reason that they have they're doing the swap between – between Schwarber and Turner is because I think Topper wants to stick with Schwarber, and I think he wants to appease everybody else and possibly, you know, to see if Turner can be a leadoff hitter. But I think Topper wants to stick with Kyle, and he doesn't want to completely abandon that, and that's why he's doing the swap out with Turner.
Yeah, Spike and I were talking about that the other day, that it's sort of a hedge from Topper to sort of do this. You know you're going to face more right-handed pitchers than you are left-handed pitchers. So you're going to see the lineup that he would prefer with Schwarber at the top of the lineup more than you're going to see the lineup with Trey Turner at the top of the lineup. And quite frankly, it's for me, I guess part of me sort of understands it, but I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it because ultimately we know what this lineup looks like with Kyle Schwarber there. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's been a very good thing for them. But has it gotten to that next level? And we don't know what having Trey Turner being effective in the leadoff spot does to the rest of the lineup. And that's what most of us are interested in seeing how him at the top of the lineup has the impact on the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, to me, the biggest issue here is we're not really going to see if it works.
Yeah.
It takes so much time and so much consistency in baseball specifically to see if it works. You don't need, in other sports, you might not need, in football, you might not need that. In basketball, you might not need that. In baseball, you need things to even out. And the problem is, if we're going to get two games of Trey leading off and then three straight games of Schwarber leading off, and they win the three games that Schwarber's leading off, like, first of all, you've created, not only have you created this, I think, a conversation that doesn't need to be had in the public, I think you get players start doubting, well, do we really want Trey up there? And then, and then if you're Schwarber, you're like, well, we won the three games. Why do I have to go back to hitting cleanup? Right. Like, I just want them to give it an honest chance. And they're not giving it an honest chance. I don't know. I feel like they're chasing here. Like they're hedging and they're chasing. Mm-hmm. They're hedging at first, and then they're going to be chasing which lineup is the right lineup. Give it 3 months. You know, give it. What is the worst that could happen? You still have the two guys in the lineup. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, what is the worst that could happen? Give it until July. Give it until whatever. Steve, next question.
I agree with you, Mike.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm sorry. I agree with you about not being an honest, you know. I don't think it's a proper way to evaluate if Turner can be a home run hitter by doing, or a leadoff hitter. I don't think it's a proper evaluation the way they're doing it half-heartedly.
And I think you put more pressure on Turner. That he produces in the limited times that he gets to do it.
To prove that he can be the leadoff. Because it sounds like he wants to.
He definitely wants to.
You know, and I think he deserves that chance because I do think it could be better for the team. Steve, next question. Hey, give us your favorite sci-fi character.
Movie came out in 1984. I was 12 years old. Scared me to death. You're terminated, mother. The Terminator.
Terminator, that is sci-fi. That is classic. Sir. That is great. Now, T2, it's, you know, not a ton of times the sequel is better than the original. Yeah. T2 was better than Terminator.
I like T2, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Have you seen T2 better? This boy? Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That was the first time we saw, like, the liquid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the special effects definitely got better with T2.
Yeah.
T2000. Oh, my God. Come on. Have you seen this boy? Oh, what a cool storyline, Terminator.
That is, that's not, I'm trying to think of the cop.
Oh, who played the T2000? I don't remember his name.
It's not Gary Sinise, right?
Gary Sinise, it is not. Yeah. God, what is his name, Jack? Who played the T2000
cop.
Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just...
you want me to Google it?
Yes. All right. I didn't think you knew.
And I was like, phone a friend?
Yes. Linda Hamilton, jacked.
Yes.
Always. I never saw Terminator 3, and I know one came out.
Patrick?
There you go.
Robert Patrick, yep.
Another Terminator came out like 5, 6, 7 years ago, something like that.
I'm out after 2.
Yeah, I never saw after 2. But yeah, great, great. You know, man, the era of the Schwarzenegger peak...
Mm-hmm.
Commando
was a good movie.
Terminator.
Yep.
Then he went into the comedies. We had Twins. Mm-hmm. Was there another? There had to be another comedy in there that I can't forget. I can't remember.
Kindergarten Cop.
That was stupid. Yeah, that was stupid. Kindergarten Cop. Yeah, I hated that. What's the other one he did? Didn't he do something like
Well, he had The Running Man, which was awesome.
Running Man
was awesome. Total Recall.
Richard Dawson. That was Total Recall for Richard Dawson.
Running Man was Richard Dawson. Because Running Man is the one where they're the criminals that are in the game show to basically avoid being killed and gain their freedom or whatever.
Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way.
That wasn't bad. Tom Arnold's pretty good.
Yeah.
Other one with Tom Arnold. What's the other with Jamie Lee Curtis?
True Lies?
True Lies,
yes. Man,
it was action slash comedy.
Yes, True Lies was. Yeah. True Lies was, yes, it was.
They had a little comic stuff in there, yeah.
Man, I love The Running Man and Total Recall. Yeah. I hated the Total Recall remake that they did with, what's his face, the Irish guy.
Yeah.
Man, The Running Man. You ever see The Running Man, Jack? You might like The Running Man.
No.
Oh, good flick.
I only watched the comedies with Arnold.
Okay.
I never watched the Terminator and Predator, all that stuff.
And the Total Recall, the girl with the three boobs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Met Arnold Schwarzenegger once.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Hawaii.
Yeah. Really? When was that?
Well, I was at the Hula Bowl.
Okay, so that was before Governor Schwarzenegger, right?
Yes, this must have been 98.
Yes, okay.
Like damn near the peak of Arnold.
College All-Star game. Yeah, he was there with his wife, Marie Shriver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were having dinner.
Yeah.
I politely went over there and interrupted and introduced myself.
You get a flick? You get a
did not
picture?
Get a flick. Aww. Did not. But it's not iPhone days, Spike. I didn't have my disposable camera with me. Yeah.
Yes. I forgot about that, actually. Yes. I forgot that not everyone had a camera on them at all times.
I was just happy to get the handshake, and he gave me the look like, you're interrupting.
Yes, but you wanted to do it anyway.
Yeah, I had to do it, and I made it quick, get in and out, just wanted to say hello, big fan.
Did he dominate your hand, or did you hang in there?
Oh, no, I hung in there. Yeah, you got to give the firm handshake. I didn't want to be dominated.
I know. You can't get dominated by the Arnold.
I told Ike, we saw, coming back from Fly the Process, we saw Vander Holyfield in the airport, and I wanted so badly to go, champ, champ, and go over and get the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It was 5:30 in the morning. You can't
that's a
champ,
tough one, yeah. That's
you
a
can't
tough
champ,
one at 5:30
guy.
In the morning, yeah.
And you know, some guys like that, maybe Vander Holyfield would have been thrilled to have somebody come up to him and won, but you don't know. And you definitely don't want to get shut down.
I saw Said the Entertainer and D.L. Hughley like that in the airport. I didn't even bother.
You can't do it that early.
It was early in the morning. Yes. It was like 6 or 7 in the morning. I was like, yeah, it can't be bothering people.
Can't do it that early. Also, Jay Wright was on my flight, sat 2 seats away. Also didn't say hello because I didn't think you would want to deal with me at that early in the morning.
Well, you could have said he was this close to having to wear,
my clothes. Yeah. Yes, that would have been great.
Now, that one, I'm kind of disappointed in you.
I should have.
Yeah.
I should have. I just felt like, he's not going to recognize me right away. Like, when I say who I am, he'll know who I am.
He'll know who you are, yes.
But then I'm forcing him to have a conversation with me. All he wants to do is go home.
Yep, go to sleep.
Yeah, like, Jay Wright doesn't want to talk to me in the middle of, like, getting off the flight. He's trying to get his bag. His bag was in. He had that annoying situation where your bag is three rows behind, so you got to wait for everybody to clear out. I just want to be like, somebody let Jay Wright get his bag. Somebody let Jay Wright get his bag. All right. 215-592-9494. We are a day away. We're 24 hours away from Philly's opening day.
Yeah.
Do you think the national media is overrating them? And coming up next, we do have the return again of a Mount Rushmore.
Hey,
yes,
like it.
It is more stuff that annoys me. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.